I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 3 years ago, Turkmenistan declared its religion law to be a reform priority. The changes it made alarmed the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which did a legal review on the law. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says they concluded it violated international human rights standards.
They are afraid of radicalism of any kind, and because there is such an increase in radical Islam right now, it's almost like there's a feeling like, well, if we crack down on one, we've got to crack down on all of them.
But don't discount prayer.
You can never underestimate the power of the gospel and what it can do, even in a place where it seems very dark.
Next, the Pope is calling on governments around the world to protect Christians against violence and discrimination. As explained by several other stories we've covered, this is likely a trend on the rise. Global Advance's David Shibley says it's more important than ever to let the leaders of the persecuted church know they're not forgotten.
There could be a time when Westerners literally would not be allowed into certain areas of the world. We're beginning to see this now, and we have had one team of trainers that has been turned back, and that's why we've been training the trainers.
Pray. It's the first line of defense for these frontline shepherds, and pray that they will preach fearlessly. And Wycliffe Bible Translators reports that the coordinator of the Tarok Old Testament Translation Project has been kidnapped. He disappeared from Jos, Nigeria back in December. It's a crushing blow for the team. As a result of this incident, the team was forced to cancel a translation checking session that was scheduled for later this month. Please pray for his safe release and ask God to minister to him during his captivity. Pray too for his family and for the Tarok translation team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.